3 o'clock crowd.
Yeah, I do hibernate over the weekend. I don't do social media. I'm actually, you know, can I confess something? I've been really bad at social media lately. I'm just bad at it. Like, I haven't made an inst. So I'll let you inside here. So, you know, I do my podcast, the Culture Pop podcast, which is available on iTunes and Spotify. And the guy that does the promotion for it makes these little video things. And he actually sends those out for me. So if you were to look at my Instagram account, it's a lot of those, but not a lot of pictures of.
I really like those videos where they have the words, so I don't actually have to listen. I can just read the words.
So the guy that does the promotional videos and stuff is probably behind Mace and Mafia.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ooh. And all the other ones, too.
All the other ones. He's the guy.
I don't think that it's the same person behind all of them. I think
it's impossible.
It's impossible. And especially like now, we're literally talking on air and like they're having the burners are going at it.
Yeah, the burners are fighting.
Yeah, it's a lot.
There's a lot going on in your head, Mace.
Like my mentions are just blowing up right now. I'm like, okay. Simmer down over there.
Yeah, so, it's a lot. And it needs to slow down. Yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr. and I have something in common.
What's that?
So Odell Beckham Jr., he says, it's a new era to kick off that I'm hyped to announce that I'm taking my new salary, this is from the Rams, in Bitcoin, thanks to Cash App. To all my fans out there, no matter where you are, thank you. I'm giving back a total of $1 million in Bitcoin. Drop your cash tag with OBJBTC and follow Cash App now. So there it is. Odell Beckham Jr. is taking his salary in Bitcoin. And I have a sponsor on the Culture Pop podcast who actually doesn't pay me in cash but pays me in Bitcoin.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't want to. I mean, it's.
Oh, hey! Breaking news! Breaking news!
Okay, breaking news. Go ahead.
According to the NBA, Isaiah Stewart has been suspended for 2 games, and LeBron James has been suspended for 1 game.
There you go.
Roles in yesterday's fight.
Games. And breaking news is brought to you by our friends at Valvoline. Let me open that thing. It is. Home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. Again, LeBron James suspended 1 game and Isaiah Stewart suspended
two games
for Isaiah Stewart.
No way. That should have been 5.
If you saw that game yesterday, that was unbelievable what happened in the second quarter where LeBron James, and I agree with this, I think he did, and Adrian Wojnarowski now tweets, James will miss tomorrow night's game at Madison Square Garden, which is too bad. That's a great place to play and a great place to watch a game. But closed hand hit Isaiah Stewart above the temple. I would say at the temple. He immediately started bleeding. Isaiah Stewart then took a charge at LeBron multiple times. Everybody sort of gathered up around him. He was totally fine and safe at all times. But Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons completely lost his mind.
Yeah, out of control, running over people and multiple wild charges towards James. Like, he even when he was in the locker room, he was trying to get to him. I mean, I thought it was really dangerous. And I think 2 games is soft. I was 1 game
him.
Fine for LeBron, but that should have been 5 games. You can't allow that in the NBA. That was sustained aggression. That's not like, oh, I'm mad I got hit in the face. That's like, I'm just out of control.
Yeah, I think that should have been a 5-game suspension.
Yeah, they're lucky no one got hurt. Like, he ran over staffers. He's a 250-pound guy running at top speed, bleeding, out of control, angry, and ran over some security staffers and assistant coaches. I mean, all it takes is one of those dudes to hit their head on the ground.
Right.
I mean, that was really dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, at one point he ran back to the tunnel, and everybody thought, oh, he's going to run out the other side of the tunnel. That's how out of control he was. It took like 9 people to actually wrangle him. Yeah. He was so out of control.
I mean,
so
he's
lucky to only get
doing? Do you see the cops
2-game
in the arena?
Suspension. What's that?
You see the video where like the cops are just standing there, like the arena cops. They're just like standing there, like not moving at all. It's like Dwayne Casey did a better job. The coach of the Pistons did a better job of breaking up that fight than the actual security.
So LeBron James suspended one game, and Isaiah Stewart suspended for two games, and LeBron will not be playing tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden, so the Lakers will be without him for that game at the Knicks. We were talking. I want to go back to what we were talking about, which I mentioned that one of my sponsors for the Culture Pop podcast pays in Bitcoin, and it's a company called Vizzy. Do you know Vizzy?
I don't.
They make a hard seltzer.
Oh, okay.
And they pay me in Bitcoin.
Hard seltzer's good. Like this.
It is good.
Yeah.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's a good alternative. Good alternative. But OBJ taking his salary in Bitcoin. See what I'm saying, Momo? See what's going on here with Bitcoin? It's going mainstream.
I get it, but it has all the makings of a financial product, just like we saw with, you know, mortgage interest rates. Not mortgage, the when you'd sell the subprime mortgages. It's just it's a financial product, and everybody who's in it is invested in getting more people in it. But if not enough people get in it, then there's no point. So it's good for people who are investing now and they're speculative, and it certainly can't hurt unless you overextend, but I still don't get it.
I've been talking about it for 5 years.
Yeah, okay. It's good. You got in early. You probably made a lot of money
on
it.
And believe it.
I would take my profits while I could.
That's why Vizzy pays me in Bitcoin.
Yeah, cool. Take your profits.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the NFC, the one thing we learned about the Rams and the NFC yesterday, we mentioned OBJ, who, you know, I would imagine this has become a big week for the Rams in terms of prepping OBJ for the Rams offense. It's going to be incredibly important. I don't want to overstate this. But I might be. I think the season will come down to how OBJ fits into this Rams offense.
You know what? That would have been a hot take before Robert Woods got hurt. And
correct.
Now I think you're right.
Robert Woods getting hurt was an incredibly huge blow to this team.
Yeah.
And now OBJ needs to be integrated into that offense, and he needs to be integrated into that offense by Sunday when they play at Green Bay. I'm less worried about Von Miller. Defensive players can settle in very quickly. It's a very similar scheme. Raheem Morris has run a similar scheme to the one that Vic Fangio ran in Denver. To that particular defense. So I'm not concerned about Von Miller. I watched an interview with Les Snead where he says it's much tougher for an offensive player to come into a team on the fly mid-season and adjust than it is for a defensive player. And so I don't think I'm overstating it when I say the season could come down to how well OBJ fills the Robert Woods role.
Like, I think it's a good call in the sense that Robert was so valuable to that offense.
Oh,
like
he's so good.
Is that what OBJ does, though? Is he a possession receiver like
that's
that?
That's the problem. He's not necessarily that guy.
So who slots into that role in terms
probably
of...
Probably Van Jefferson.
Yeah.
Or OBJ adjusts his role to be that guy.
Yeah, he was, like, his first
Robert
2 years.
Woods was not a field-stretching guy. That's
right.
That's not what Robert Woods does. What OBJ does is he takes the top off of defense. He goes deep. He runs those post patterns. He's in the end zone. He's Matthew Stafford, opens it up and airs it out. That's who OBJ really is. But I think he's going to have to settle into a different role. I think that, you know, their wide receiver core is very thin now without Robert Woods. You've got Cooper Kupp, obviously, who's just a machine, is always open. But one thing I noticed in that last game against San Francisco, he was less open because there was no Robert Woods. So your wide receiver core is now Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson, OBJ, and I think his name is Ben Skoranek. Tyler Higbee, obviously, is still going to catch his share of balls. But I think Ben Skoranek is the next receiver they've got. They are very thin at wide receiver. And Ben Skoranek, exactly who it is. And that's really it. That's who they got. So they need OBJ to work. They need for this thing to be successful. And the NFC, if you look at it now, is just wide open, particularly after yesterday. Dallas lost to the Chiefs. And by the way, look out for the Chiefs. They're in first place in the AFC good again. West now. And, you know, 3 weeks ago they were dead. And now look at them. They beat Dallas. Tampa lost to Washington. The Green Bay Packers lost to, who'd they lose to?
Minnesota,
right. They lost to Minnesota. The one team that keeps winning is Arizona.
I know. They went with Colt McCoy yesterday.
With Colt McCoy. No Kyler Murray, no DeAndre Hopkins, and they keep winning. They haven't had Kyler Murray in 2 weeks. They're 2-1 without Kyler Murray. Arizona is 9-2. I would say right now it's going to be very tough for – is it? If the Rams win out and beat Arizona, because they've got a game at Arizona, I wonder who gets the one seed.
If the Rams, they lost to Arizona before, so they would have split the season series.
They would have split the season series.
But I think you probably, what is the tiebreaker for that?
They're only a game behind Arizona.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the tiebreaker would be.
With a game at Arizona, I think it's conference record, I think is the next tiebreaker. So, I mean, the Rams winning out is incredibly hopeful for me. They're not going to win out. I'm going to break it to everybody. They're at Green Bay on Sunday, which I think they're only 2-point underdogs. I think it's a game they can win. They're home to Jacksonville. That should be a walkover. Then they're at Arizona for a huge game. Then home to Seattle. Seattle's not been very good. They've lost 3 in a row despite the fact that they got Russell Wilson back. Then they go to Minnesota, tough outing, at Baltimore, really tough, and then home to the Niners, who have beaten them 6 times in a row.
The Niners look pretty good these days, too.
Niners have been better, right? Jorge, you won some mythical money on the Niners.
I did, yes. $10,000.
$10,000 in mythical money for Jorge. Big Niners fan. But I feel like, how many games are the Rams going to win?
I don't know. I mean, look, Green Bay is a bit hobbled right now. They're off
12-5. I think they're going to finish 12-5.
So they're going to lose one more game?
Two more games.
Yeah, 7-3, 12-5. Okay.
All right. 12-5.
Yeah.
What do you think? 12
That's pretty
and 5?
Good. That's pretty good.
I would take that.
Yeah, I don't know. That Baltimore game looks hard. I think Baltimore's really good.
They won without Lamar Jackson yesterday.
Baltimore and Kansas City seem like the best teams in the AFC. Maybe, I mean, everybody's excited about New England right now, but it's mostly their defense is really good. Buffalo, that was awful yesterday against the Colts.
Yeah, Buffalo's falling apart.
Buffalo lost at home to the Colts.
Yeah.
By like 45-17 or something. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, I wonder at this point if who the second best. I mean, is Arizona really the best team in the NFC?
Seems like it. I mean,
record-wise, they are.
Yeah. Defensively, they've been good. But
it's wide open for who the second best team is. The Rams can still play home playoff games.
Yeah. And I think this game in Green Bay is a really big one because Minnesota did everybody a favor in beating Green Bay yesterday. So if the Rams go on the road and beat Green Bay, then that really – and Aaron Rodgers dealing with whatever foot injury he has. He has some kind of toe problem. And the bye week can't get there fast enough for the Packers. They're kind of hobbled. So I think if they go on the road and steal this, that really changes things because now the Rams go right back into that second spot.
Hey, did I mention it's Million Dollar Monday?
Yeah.
Million Dollar Monday, there is a lie that at some point during the show I have told. I'll tell you, it's already happened. And at 3:30, you get a chance to call in, win Rams tickets, and if you can identify the lie of the day, win Rams tickets, and have a shot at $1 million by giving us the 2 Super Bowl teams and the final score. So that's Million Dollar Monday at 3:30. If you think you know the lie, get ready. All right, coming up next for you, Momo, I'm putting some dots together. A series of dots.
3 or 4.
Ooh,
okay.
Connecting the dots.
Yeah, connecting the dots. And it's about the Lakers.
Ooh.
And it's about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Ooh.
I want to ask you about it. You're in the know.
Oh, you're going to start some rumors?
I want to ask you about it coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 AM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ESPN. Okay, so Momo is here. What do you think of the Facebook Meta ads?
I don't
just
get it.
Just the ads themselves.
Whatever.
With the animals in the jungle.
Yeah, it's okay.
And they're dancing, and then all of a sudden the kids are in the jungle.
I mostly fast forward through commercials, I gotta be honest.
Do you really?
Yeah.
When you're watching a game?
Well,
that's
like,
the one time
the
I
only
have
games
I, have no
I watch
choice
are
but
NBA
to watch
games.
Commercials when I'm watching a game.
Yeah, I watch like first of all, I watch Red Zone.
Sure. Yeah,
so
no
I don't watch
there.
NFL games unless it's like I guess it's the Monday night game, but then I'm getting up all the time. I have like a kid, so I get up all the time during the
right, but I don't ever DVR sports.
And the only other game I watch are the Laker games. So I watch other NBA games, but I don't really watch commercials. I get up.
So you've not even noticed the Facebook
I don't even know what
ads?
You're talking about. Yeah, I know.
Bergman, have you?
I have not seen
them. Am
it,
I the
no.
only
I
one that
commercials.
Sees these things?
I don't think anybody
I mean,
watches
I love
commercials.
I love commercials. I'm sorry.
It's a great commercial.
I mean, the you know, the Sean McVay commercial. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, really.
Well, that clearly we both got sideswiped.
No,
that
not really.
Is McVay coming on this week?
You're damn right I am.
Oh, nice. Is he doing Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
I'll find out.
I bet he is. You don't think McVay's taking Thanksgiving off?
It's a big week.
It's a really big week.
There's no Thanksgiving for the
Rams. On the road in Green Bay?
Green Bay on Sunday. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I wonder what the weather's going to be in Green Bay. That's
cold.
That's key. I was going to talk about something, but I'm going to actually save that. I wanted to...
You got
to
be me.
Yeah, I'm saving it. We're talking about liquor.
Yep.
Because of my Vizzy endorsement. Arby's is releasing a limited run of vodka.
What?
Inspired by their French fries.
How are they allowed to do that? Don't you need a whole different kind of license?
The two flavors, which promise to mimic the taste of curly fries and crinkle fries, now available for purchase.
At Arby's? Like, you can get drinks at Arby's?
Yep. You can buy a bottle of vodka at Arby's.
I don't know how I feel about this. I think it's... What, are we going to have beer at McDonald's now?
Everybody has a liquor. I feel like we should have a liquor. There should be a Mason in Ireland liquor.
Well, yours is
kind.
Definitely the Moscow Mule. I mean, you do the... That's your thing.
Not the Moscow Mule.
The Mason
Mule.
Yeah.
Which is bourbon and ginger
those
beer.
Those are good.
Moscow Mule is vodka and ginger beer.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Mason Mules. I'm a bourbon
Mason
girl.
Mason Mule's good.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul started Dos Hombres.
Yeah.
Which is a mezcal.
The Rock's got a tequila.
George Clooney started Casamigos.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Doesn't Jeannie Buss have one?
Yeah.
With Michael
Jordan? The Jeannie Buss Sincoro is real. That's good stuff. Jeannie Buss and the Celtics owner and Michael Jordan, they're all in that Sincoro.
Michael Thompson, Klay Thompson and Nolan Arenado have Diamond and Key wine, which
really?
I've been promised a bottle of and I haven't seen yet.
But Dwayne Wade's got some wine.
Isn't that when you know you made it is when you have your own liquor?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think a lot of what you do, so when you go to Trader Joe's,
yeah.
And you go and buy some wine. What makes you choose the wine? Do you buy the $2 chuck?
$2 chuck.
Yeah, I
it's
know.
Not it's not even $2 anymore.
Is it really? Is it even cheaper?
No, $2 chuck is not $2 anymore.
What is it like $4?
Yeah, it's like $5.99 or something.
Wow. Okay. Well, $2 chuck is pretty good. I don't knock it till you try it. Okay, it does the job. But most of the time, people buy liquor or buy wine the same way they pick horses. They like the name. And then they like something about it. Like they like the logo on the bottle of wine. They like the name, you know. So much of selling liquor or at least selling wine is about the name or the branding. And so if you have anything that can differentiate you, it's probably going to be attaching a celebrity to it.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, I usually go buy... When I go to BevMo, I sometimes have brands that I like, but most of the time, I'll just buy whatever the staff recommendation is. Do you know how valuable those staff recommendations are?
Oh, yeah.
They get that little sign that says, hey, Jonathan loves this pear brandy. I'm like, okay, cool. Sounds good to me. Thanks, Jonathan.
So if you have a go-to... Last night, I went to Boa in West Hollywood.
Hey.
It's Juan's birthday this week. His birthday is technically tomorrow. So we went to Boa last night, and first thing I did was ordered, this is my go-to drink now.
Okay. Happy birthday, Juan.
There you go. Happy birthday, Juan. My go-to drink is extra dirty martini.
I like that.
Oh,
do you get a gin martini or a vodka martini?
No, vodka.
I do gin martinis.
Extra dirty vodka martini. Gin is not for me.
Oh.
What is your go-to order? If you walked into Boa, let's say you walked into Boa in West Hollywood, and they ask you for your drink order, mm-hmm. what would you order tonight?
I wouldn't do it tonight, but...
No, just say...
Just in general, what's my go-to? I like an old-fashioned. That's like, I can't go wrong with that.
They have a good old-fashioned.
But I do like a dirty martini. But I get a gin martini. That's like, it's either one of those.
Okay. Bergman, you walk into a fancy restaurant like Boa in West Hollywood, and you sit down at the table, and they say...
Wait, I want to guess.
All right, go ahead.
Can I get you a drink?
Don't be something silly. Yeah, I knew it was going to be something silly.
Cosmo, right? Am I right?
Absolutely.
A Cosmo, a green apple martini.
No, it's too sweet. All that stuff is way too sweet. Like, even old fashions are too sweet.
Green apple martini was a big thing at the Abbey back in the day.
Yeah, it was.
I sit down and I say, can I have a glass of a glass of Lagavulin neat?
What the hell is that?
What was that?
It's a scotch.
Oh, you like scotch.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a peaty scotch.
Yeah.
Lagavulin.
Lagavulin.
I do like a good.
I don't like any ice or anything.
Like,
that
you
I
get
just want to taste
tequila,
it.
I do like the Clase Azul Reposado neat.
Mm. Yes, neat's the way to go with
if
all
you
alcohol.
Get, if you, no, no, only me. The really good stuff.
I don't
yes,
understand.
Yes, yes, yes.
The bad stuff, you get some ice.
If it's
and all
well,
that.
If it's well, you don't get any of that. You got to
get
ice.
You got to juice it up a little bit.
When we go to a Rams game, the very first thing we do when we walk in is we each order a double tequila shot.
Yeah.
And Donna, but it's a shot. I don't understand sipping tequila. Jorge, do you understand sipping tequila?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
If you have good tequila, you'll understand.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what it is.
Like, okay, wait. So, Mace, do you know what kind of tequila you have at the Rams?
It's well.
It's called tequila, right?
It's well tequila.
Like, you just say, I'll have tequila. That's like saying, I'll have a burger. Like, what kind of burger?
Really? But
would
I'm
you
just
like
gonna
a McDonald's burger?
Shot. What does it matter?
Agreed. So when you're drinking for those reasons and that in that way, doesn't matter. Although one would argue that if you drink the like really cheap stuff, you're gonna have a bad hangover. But if you drink a little higher quality, you won't have as bad hangover.
So Jorge, you go into a restaurant and they you sit down at the table and the waitress comes up or the waiter comes up and says, "Can I get you a drink?" What do you say?
I'm chill. I'll either tequila, like we're discussing here, or just a straight beer, whatever they have beer.
Beer?
Modelo or Stella, whatever they have.
Wants Hornitos Black Barrel.
Yeah, but they don't carry that out everywhere.
Yeah, no,
they don't carry that out.
Anyway. I'll tell you what.
Hornitos Black Barrel.
Yeah.
I'm like that with beer, too. Like, if I go to spring training, as long as the beer's cold, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Just give me Coors Light. I don't care.
You know,
fine.
My go-to beer is still, after all these years, Corona.
Yeah, I like Corona, too. Modelo, Corona. Yeah.
Corona with a lime?
Yeah, it's good.
That's
nothing wrong with that.
I grew up on.
Yeah, Modelo.
They had Corona in Altoona, Pennsylvania?
No. Once I got out.
Oh. Okay.
Once I got to California.
I mean, there's no way they had anything other
here,
than PBRs.
I was a kid when I was in Ohio. I've been here for 27 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, you said I grew up on it. I'm just,
you're gonna
drink a Crown when
spot.
You're seven. I'm just like.
All right. Interesting. All right, the tequila to sip. I'll have to think on that.
Here, I'll get you that. I'll get
you
a bottle.
If you have
bottle
some really good tequila,
yeah,
you would
get me a bottle of that, Jorge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
It's really good. It's super smooth. I got Tommy and Chris into it. And they like it.
Yep,
okay,
me too.
Cool.
I love
the
it.
Cinque Coro, that stuff, the Michael Jordan stuff, that's good stuff too. You can, that's worth
maybe
it.
Maybe Jeannie will send me a bottle.
I don't think so.
She replied
you
to your text.
You probably
she's
get
still
one from Michael Jordan
text,
more than you get
you're
one from
you're not getting
Jeannie.
A bottle. She stopped replying to my text messages, Momo.
Oh, did she block you?
I don't know if she blocked me.
Well, I mean, she probably blocked you.
But like, I only send, I mean, I send.
How often do you text?
Let's see. I sent her one in 2021. I sent her one in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
What kind of text message were they? Were like, congratulations or how are you or want to come on the show?
Would really have loved to have you on your show later in the week. It's been a long time.
Uh-huh. And that was a ghost.
That was a ghost.
Yeah, well, you're just asking for something. I mean, it's not like, hey, how are you?
You should ask her for us. Do you think you could get Jeannie on the show this week?
I mean, I could, but I don't want to waste that right now.
Come on. Come on, Momo.
I got to save my...
Do it for the show. We want to wish her a happy Thanksgiving.
I don't think she wants to talk to you. I'm just saying.
Do you really think she does want to talk to me?
I mean, your evidence is right in front of you on your screen, right?
Oh.
I mean, Jeannie's really nice and polite. So
she is.
She's
nice
never going to tell you off. She's never going to say anything.
When I see her in person, she's always very nice.
Everybody's always polite in person.
Oh, God.
I mean, she's never going to make a scene or make something uncomfortable.
Jeannie doesn't like me.
Sounds like it.
That's what I've learned today. All right, coming up next for you, Lie of the Day. It's Million Dollar Monday. I have told a lie during today's show. Can you figure out what it is? If you think you know,
I know.
877-710-ESPN.
Jorge, do you know?
877-710-ESPN. Do you guys think you know what it is?
I think I got it.
I don't.
I got it.
100%. Nothing.
I'm not.
Bergman,
there's like no doubt
you know?
In my mind. He's on the phone.
He's on the
phone.
I
have
phone.
No
okay.
clue.
I have lots of clues.
If you are the person that correctly identifies the lie, you will win a pair of Rams tickets plus a shot at $1 million. You'll give us the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. Nail it, and you win $1 million. We're doing that next, then Game of Games. It is my game today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, it is time. Ladies and gentlemen, lie of the day, and it's a million-dollar Monday. When those two things converge, it means you got a chance to win Rams tickets and a chance to win $1 million. I told a lie at some point today. Now, to me, it's obvious, but I'm the liar. Momo, you think you know?
I think I do.
Bergman, do you think you know?
Not a clue in the world.
Really?
Jorge?
No, not really.
Were you listening to the show?
Not really. Yeah, were you
listening? But
I mean, I literally looked at both of you when he said it, and I was like, that's the lie.
Oh, no, the one he said, the one that I thought it was, he already said
know,
it wasn't.
But he said it wasn't, but that's right. I said later in the show, I pointed at both of you, and I was like, that's the lie.
Okay.
You're not watching me? Okay.
Momo, pick a number 1 to 10.
4.
Number 4 is Paul in Studio City. Paul, you're on 710. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, what's up? Love the show.
Thanks,
so my
Paul.
Best guess is this. We all know about Mace Plant, right? But I think you were exaggerating earlier in the 1 o'clock hour when you said you've broken your nose a bunch of times and that your nose is known in the streets as, like, Regal Nose or Regal Mace.
Okay, so a couple of things here. When I was playing a lot of basketball, I did break my nose multiple times. And it was a tweet that called my nose Regal, which I tend to agree with. So, Paul, that is not the right answer. I am sorry. Thank you for playing. Made it all the way from the 1 o'clock hour. God bless him. Stuck through all this.
You also did
all right,
say around 2 o'clock that you hadn't told the lie yet.
1 to 10, Momo.
7.
Number 7 is Jesse in Belmonte. Jesse, you're on, or I'm sorry, it's Jesus in Belmonte. Jesus, what's up, man?
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
¿Qué pasó, Chuy?
Go for Mace.
All right, son. I think the lie is that you switched the coconut oil for the canola oil from the popcorn.
That's what I think, too. Come on.
100% true.
No, come on. Coconut oil is not cheaper than
canola. I am sorry, Jesus. That was your guess also, Momo?
Yes. Coconut oil is expensive. You buy that at Whole Foods.
Nope.
Canola oil, you get at Ralph's.
It was all real. All real.
Come on.
That entire story, that entire exchange.
All right, then I don't know it.
1
That's
to 10.
What I thought too.
You made fun of me for it, and you're like, you got
That's
it wrong.
That's 100% it. It's number. How about let's go number
Man,
six.
You lied to us.
Number 6.
Number 6 is Jason in Long Beach. Jason, you're on 710. What are you doing, man?
Hanging out in my car waiting to get called.
All right, it's you.
I think the lie is the Crown Royal shot.
No, when I was a little kid, the night before Thanksgiving, we all had a shot of Crown Royal, even down to when I was 5 or 6 years old. Mm. That is true. These are all good guesses.
Yeah.
All good guesses. I told a lot of stories today on purpose. 1 to 10, Mama.
2.
Jacob in Anaheim. Jacob, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Numero dos, Jacob. What is your
hello?
Guess?
Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
My guess is that you do not get paid in Bitcoin from your sponsor.
Jacob, that is 100% right.
Oh!
You nailed it, man. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
So right off the bat, you win Rams tickets.
So
you get to see SoFi Stadium
That's
live
cool.
and in person. But you also got a shot now at $1 million, Jacob. Jacob, what is your last name?
Migliaccio.
Oh.
Jacob Migliaccio. Jacob, what yes, is sir. Your guess for the two Super Bowl teams and the final score?
All right, I'm going to go Chiefs, Packers, and Packers winning 32-29.
Okay, so it is Packers 32, Chiefs 29, and it is Jacob. Is it Jacob?
Yes, sir.
Migliaccio.
That's right, Italian.
Italian. Excellent, man. Well, good luck on that. Congratulations. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being out there every day. I hope you win the $1 million and enjoy SoFi Stadium in the meantime, okay?
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, there you go.
Jorge yep. had a good guess.
I know. I tried at the end. I thought you were making it up that Arby's is selling vodka.
Nope, Arby's is selling vodka.
You know what? I did watch a commercial the other day. It was on in the background, and I can't believe it. Have you seen the commercial for the Cheetos-flavored wings at Applebee's?
Yes.
Dude, that's so gross.
I think it actually sounds pretty good. It's the Flamin' Cheetos.
The colors on those, it's like bright pink.
Right, Flamin' Cheetos, man. They're pretty good.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And there's one that's like almost purplish. I'm like, what?
What are we eating here? I'm a big Applebee's guy.
There's nothing real in that flavoring. I don't even know what that is. Food science.
Artificial flavors to its max.
My God.
All right, so the month of November, is this our last week in November?
Yeah, or I think
is
so.
There one more week? Does every game count for two now?
No, actually next week, Monday is the 29th.
So I think every game counts as two. Do you agree, Bergman?
Yes.
Greg's taking information. I'm going to make an executive decision. It's the month of November. We're in our final week. Every game counts for two. The current score, Mason 3, Ireland 3, Bergman 2, Jorge 1, Sedano 1, Kaplan 1, Michael Thompson 1, Kiki 1, and Momo yet to scratch.
Yep.
But today's game could favor you.
I'm also in studio today, so there won't be a delay.
Ooh. Okay, all right. Again, blaming the delay for everything.
All of
your problems related to
it used
a delay.
To be traffic. Now I just blame the delay.
Yeah. All right, so we will play Game of Games coming up next for you.
Hey, Mace.
Yes.
Game on.
Hey, there we are. It's Game of Games time. Couldn't hear anything there for a minute.
Yeah.
My B.
No worries.
My B? Do we really need to shorten bad to
yeah,
B?
Yeah, we need to shorten bad to B.
B.
I mean.
Yeah.
Three letters is way too long.
Yeah. BRB. Yeah. BRB. BRB.
Okay.
Yeah, it's G to clarify.
All right.
G to clarify.
I'm going to take a drink of water and hydrate before we get this going here.
All right, so we got Ramona, Bergman, and Jorge. The month is very, very close. Momo is the one person that has yet to score. This game is worth two.
This is for pride.
Oh, she's standing.
Oh,
she's ready to go.
Game on.
I'm at a stretch first.
She's in fighting stance. All right.
Little crescent pose here.
Momo, Bergman, Jorge, your name is your buzzer as we do a round of Mason and Ireland Jeopardy.
Ooh, I like that.
You must phrase your answer as a question or you lose, okay? You lose the point.
I have a chance. Ireland hasn't buzzed in here.
True. No Ireland.
He's not at a game.
I know.
It's all you. Here we go. Premiering in 1975, this NBC comedy series produced by Lorne Michaels.
Greg.
Oh.
What is Saturday Night Live?
What is Saturday Night Live is correct. Has run for 47 years.
No delay there.
SNL.
No, it's good. It was fast. You're fast.
Might be.
Number two. Their slogan is quality you can taste.
Jorge.
And if Jorge.
What is Skittles?
No.
That's Taste the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Their slogan is quality you can taste. And if you order French fries there, you can get them animal style.
Mama.
Oh, Mama.
What is In-N-Out?
God, what is In-N-Out is correct. Ooh. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Dare I miss that.
Patience.
Skittles. That was great.
Number three. Located on the southern slope of Mount Hollywood, this museum and planetarium.
Momo.
Oh.
Momo.
What is Griffith Park Observatory?
That is absolutely correct. Ooh. Griffith Park Observatory is right.
Okay.
We got punching Momo.
I know.
She's boxing.
Number four. Last week, his wife Kelly winged a pretzel at a
Greg. Who is Matthew Stafford?
Who is Matthew Stafford is correct. Yeah, winged a pretzel at a rude fan at Levi's Stadium.
That's awesome. I didn't know about that.
Momo 2, Bergman 2, Jorge nothing.
Gotta listen to the show.
Number five, if you're avoiding a difficult subject or question, you're beating around this.
Greg. Momo.
I'm going to say that was
close.
Jorge.
It wasn't Jorge. I'm going to say it was Greg.
It was probably Greg. Yeah.
What is beating around the bush?
That is correct. What is the bush?
I have to be honest, that was Greg.
Number six, Scaramouche, can you do the Fandango, is a lyric from this legendary Greg.
What is Queen Bohemian Rhapsody?
That is absolutely correct. Yes, Bergman has locked it up. We'll do the
That's
last
it? That's
one.
That's all the questions you have?
Yeah, we'll do the last. There's only seven. We'll do the last
this
one
is worth
just
two.
For fun.
This was my chance, this game.
Greg, did you just say make this worth two?
No, isn't this all? No,
you
no,
made
no,
an executive decision. Make
yeah,
this
is all
this
worth two.
Two.
I get 2 points.
Yeah, you get 2 points.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dang, I should have lied.
Here's
that
the last one just for fun.
All right.
It's what I feel like after I light one up, and also the nickname for the Lakers' most consistent three-point shooter.
Momo.
Greg. Oh.
Momo.
Who is Mello.
Who is Mello.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
We'll do the tiebreaker
just
for fun.
Wait, do I have a chance?
No, you don't have a chance.
It's 4-3. It's 4-3.
Sit down, get out of fighting stance, and lost the point to Bergman.
Come on, let's go. Come on, this is what
Here's the tiebreaker. Carmelo Anthony has played 16 playoff series in his career. How many points has he scored closest without going over? We'll start with Bergman. Points in the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Points
Mello,
in the playoffs.
16
playoff series, probably about seven games. Let's go with 2023.
Momo.
I'll say let's do an average of about 20. You said how much? You said 2023.
Next year.
I'm gonna say 2024.
That's a good call.
2024. Is it, Jorge?
All eyes on me all of a sudden.
Yeah, because you're gonna go like 2020.
No, you should do.
You're all
over.
Yeah,
we're all over.
Then you should do that. Look what I'm doing.
No,
for
I already put it. I already.
Why'd you do that?
No, it's lower than you guys. I don't know.
No, by
you should
one.
Do one.
You can't win.
You should do one.
I already said it, Mace. What is the answer?
Did you say 1 point?
Yeah.
The correct answer is 1,914 points, so Jorge
Ooh.
Does right. win the tiebreaker.
It was close.
The 2 points go to Greg Bergman, who now leads the month of November.
Let's go. 10K on the line.
Vote for
Bergman
Greg.
Four, Mason
Vote for Jorge.
Three, Ireland three, Jorge one, the rest of the gang all one. Momo yet to scratch. Momo.
I'm trying here.
I thought that was your game. I really thought that
I should
was
have
your
been.
Game.
I should have been. I messed up with the whole Lorne Michaels thing. He was just so fast on that one.
Okay, before
so
we,
fast.
Before we go, I want to put $10,000 mythical dollars on the New York Giants plus 11. Ooh. Over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight.
Plus 11, that's a lot of points. Are they
at
home? A
lot of points. It is at the Giants.
That's good. Home dogs. Yeah,
yeah, Skittles. Home dog. All right. Hey, the big news of the day is that LeBron James is suspended for tomorrow night's game at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks for the altercation against Isaiah Stewart last night. Isaiah Stewart, by the way, suspended 2 games. More coverage of that and a bunch of other stuff coming up next for you. Sedano and Cap is next on Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.